This is Your Wetlands. I'm Jerry Kay. Sediment is an incredibly valuable resource used in wetland restoration, but getting that sediment to the projects that need it can be a challenge. To address that issue, there is a new website called Sedimatch.
Sedimatch, it's a matchmaking program. I mean, quite honestly, we're looking for love connections with mud.
Brenda Gayden is the Sediment Program Manager at the Bay Conservation and Development Commission.
In the Bay Area, we have a program called the Long-Term Management Strategy for the Placement of Dredge Material in the San Francisco Bay Region. Super long name, and it's all about increasing beneficial reuse of dredged material. Dredged material is sediment that's at the bottom of the bay. It's the mud, it's the silt, it's the sand.
But this valuable material often is taken out of the bay because federal navigation channels and marinas and refineries all need to remain navigable.
We take sediment out of the bay to the tune of 2 to 3 million cubic yards a year.
Scientists and planners are looking at climate change and sea level rise, and restoring wetlands can play an important role in our adaptation to sea level rise. And using sediment that is dredged and often removed from the bay is being recognized as an invaluable resource in our efforts to restore these wetlands.
Many of the areas that we want to restore are behind old levees, and they're subsided. So they've got areas where there's 5, 6, 7, 9 feet deep below sea level, and marsh plants populate at basically mean high water. So if we don't bring the elevation of the site up, the vegetation won't form. It's pretty simple biology, and so we need to get sediment into these wetlands. It improves wetland restoration, makes it happen much faster.
And here are a couple of examples of how this works.
Sonoma Baylands was breached after putting 3.2 million cubic yards in it in 1996. And 20 years later, it is a beautiful example of a fully emerging wetland with lots of vegetation, lots of bird use. Hamilton was another one where we put 5.6 million cubic yards in that site, and it breached 2 years ago. It's on its way. Other sites haven't used dredge material, but they could.
And the people restoring wetlands want and need this sediment, and Sedimatch is hoping to match the people with sediment with the people who want it.
So it's like a guy looking for a date. It's basically came out of us joking about Match.com and literally how can we get these people together, people who want sediment for the wetland restoration site or whatever work they need to do, levee maintenance even, but this one's really focused on wetland restoration. And the dredging community, the flood protection community, who has the sediment, and they're by and large very willing to provide it. The cost is still a challenge, but they're willing to provide it, but they don't necessarily know who needs it.
Enter Sedimatch.
It's pretty simple. You go onto the site. It's got some pretty pictures and a map. You log on, you put in the longitude and latitude of where your site is, and that's actually not as hard as it sounds because you can go on Google Earth and it will tell you exactly what those numbers are, and you just cut and paste those in. You put in your contact information, what kind of sediment you have. Do you have mud, sand, gravel, something other than that? You even have an other box. You tell whether or not it's been tested because sometimes there's contaminant issues, a few other little details, and you put that in there. You can also cruise around on the map and click on little icons, which will tell you, if you click on it, it'll say, well, here's a site that has this, or here's a site that has that, and it will do a query as well. But just making those connections really adds to the creativity, right? So once people know each other, they can start talking about how we can make this work, how can we align our construction schedules. Occasionally I'll get calls that somebody like in Corte Madera Creek needs 320 cubic yards, which is very small, but they need it for a little wetland restoration site along the creek. And just so happens that Larkspur Marina is right there dredging. And, you know, there can be little connections like that for small projects.
And for big projects, too, such as Cullinan Ranch and Bellmarin Keys. If you want more information about this very cool website, Sedimatch, check out floodcontrol.sfei.org. And if you want more information about wetlands being restored all over the bay, visit yourwetlands.org. My thanks to Brenda Gayden and to you for listening. I'm Jerry Kay.